This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
And welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every week we are here doing life together with you, and we're so glad you joined us this Saturday morning.
And it's just like our theme song says, it's so much better to do life together than by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty lonely when you're doing life by yourself. And one of the things we want to do is always help people do it better. So if you listen to the program on a weekly basis, you're going to get lots of relationship tips and help to really improve those relationships.
And before we get into today's show, Dr. Linda, let's remind everyone that you can check out your blog for Mother's Day, especially coming up Sunday, but anytime as well at myfaithradio.com. Of course, you can follow Dr. Linda at Dr. Linda Helps on Twitter, and Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, on Facebook. And then, of course, drlindamental.com is the website.
And we really want to hear from you because we do use your comments from social media, and we do read them and talk about them every week. So we just encourage you to go to myfaithradio.com. You can click on anything there. If you can't remember all that, there's a little picture of the bird for the Twitter. There's a little picture of the Facebook, so you can just click on it. It's very easy to do.
And one thing that may happen, if you leave a great Twitter message, it could end up on the show like it is here.
It did, and we have today. We have some people that weighed in on Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, Chris, and I'm going to make it the whole weekend because I'm a mom.
Right, yeah.
Let's just stretch that out as long as we can.
Mother's Day started yesterday, today, and then, of course, tomorrow.
Sunday, right. Yeah. So it's going to just happen all weekend. And it is kind of a weekend event for a lot of families because sometimes people travel to see their moms, and they get there and they have a whole weekend. That's what's going to happen with my kids. They're coming in from out of town, and we're going to celebrate all weekend. I also have a daughter who's graduating from college this weekend as well. She had a birthday this week. She's graduating from college, and Mother's Day
in one week.
Yeah, it's been a huge week.
And Mother's Day is so much different than Father's Day. Father's Day is, hey, Dad, Happy Father's Day, and that's all you get. But Mother's Day, deservedly so, should be a week-long event.
Well, I think we're going to at least talk about for the weekend. So
that's right.
We want to get people prepared, but I want to know, we're talking and we asked people on social media how they were going to honor their moms this weekend, because we're really going by a very familiar scripture that people know in Exodus 20:12, which says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So honoring your mother and your father, but we'll wait for Father's Day to honor fathers, is a very scriptural thing and something that we have to sometimes be intentional about. You know, as we're thinking about Mother's Day coming up tomorrow, I'm always aware, Chris, that there are three groups of women and men who really struggle during this time. The first group, and I can so identify with this group because I was one of them I was a member of this group for 7 years, and that is the couples who are dealing with infertility.
Oh, wow, yes.
Mother's Day is a really hard day. It was probably, for me, the hardest day that I had of the year going to church, because there was so much celebration of moms, which there should be, and, you know, looking around and people getting the rose or the flower when they walk in and all the things they do to honor moms. And you just sit there and it's such a reminder of what isn't happening in your life. It's tough.
When you deal with infertility, which you did for 7 years. When you are in public, especially of all days, Mother's Day, Sunday at church, what is the best way to be approached? What did you appreciate the most from people about that?
I appreciated people who just kind of came over to me and put their hand on me and said, I know it's a tough day for you. That was it.
Right.
But that really sort of gave me permission to say it's okay. So just be aware that there may be women and men, because the men are very affected by this as well.
Yes, definitely.
That are in your church service on Sunday or in your neighborhood who may be having a tough day with Mother's Day. The second group that I was thinking about is, and I'm in this category too, is people who've lost their moms.
Oh, wow.
So I lost my mom. It's been 4 years ago.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit of a bittersweet thing. I am a mom, so we'll right. celebrate my mothering, but I miss my mom on yeah. that day, and I think about her. And I actually have tips in my book, I Love My Mother, But, mm-hmm. I have tips on how you can deal with your mom and honor your mom, even if she's passed.
Wow.
So you can bring her into the conversation and have good memories and talk about or remember good times. That's
right.
a great way to do it. And then the third group that I'm really aware of, and we're really not going to, we'll do a show on this in the future, but it's the group of people who may be listening who are thinking, I have a terrible relationship with my mom. And those are the people who go to the Hallmark card stores and they look at the cards and they open them up and they go, oh, yeah, I can't say that. I can't. Have you ever seen people do that?
Oh, they'll spend 25 minutes in the mother section of the, you know, looking for the right card. Cards are hard to find anyway. But if your relationship, especially with your mother, is estranged, yeah, that makes Mother's Day especially tough.
Yeah, and so what I usually tell people, and maybe this will be helpful to somebody listening right now, is that even if your relationship has been terrible, and that can be for all kinds of reasons. I mean, mm-hmm. there are people who are dealing with moms who are mentally ill, who are alcoholic, who may have been drug addicts, who may have abandoned, rejected them. Maybe they're physically abusive, maybe sexually abusive. I mean, there's just so many issues that can go on between mother and children. When it goes wrong, it really goes wrong. What I tell those kids is, you know, the one thing you can do on this day, because it's scriptural to honor your mom,
right,
is just to honor the fact that she chose life for
Definitely. You. That's the thing about the scriptures. It doesn't say to love your mom and dad.
Right.
But it does say to honor them. And in a case where there's not necessarily been something bad happen in your relationship with your mother, let's just say you simply don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to honor her, because by honoring her, you are accepting the chances are she probably has your best interest in mind. And by honoring that, you've accepted her guidance and admonition. You may not like her, but as your mother, she still may be trying to support you because you're her kid.
Right. And I think that's always a good thing to think about, that most moms that I know, and in fact, even the most difficult moms, you know, they do try to do their best. And
right.
so a lot of times you've got a mom who has a lot of woundings from her own family growing up, and she's doing the best she can. So if you can go into the relationship saying, okay, it isn't great, but she's doing the best she can. And I would contend a little bit with the idea of love, because uh-huh. I think if you can love God and you really have the love of Christ in your heart,
True.
There is a Holy Spirit type of love that mm-hmm. can come out that you wouldn't have in the natural.
Right.
So I think for people who don't have Jesus in their heart, it's much harder to love the unlovely. But boy, Jesus just challenges us with that in Matthew, where he says, love your enemies, pray for those who despitefully use you, bless those who curse you. And if you're thinking that could describe my mom and my relationship right now, Jesus has some pretty tough words. Go back and read the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus says mm-hmm. about blessing people who curse you and praying for those who despitefully use you. The only way you can really do that is to fill yourself with the love of God and have that strong relationship with the Lord, so that you can love with what you almost would call an unnatural love
right.
because of the things that have happened.
And if there's anyone on the planet that you can rely on God to help give you love for, it has to be mom.
So, wait a minute, is this coming from a place we need to talk about?
Yeah, let's remember that tomorrow on Mother's Day. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks so much for being with us on this Saturday. You can check out Dr. Linda's blog, especially for Mother's Day, at myfaithradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's your name?
Alana.
Okay, Alana, and how will you be honoring your mom this year?
I'm going to get her some nice earrings. Cheap, but not too cheap. And then we're going to go out to dinner. That's about it. I'm a treater. Probably the Olive Garden or something like that.
Conflict is normal, but how you handle it matters. Are you an avoider, reactor, or a negotiator? In her new book, We Need to Talk, Dr. Mental helps you understand your personal approach to conflict. If you want to build and maintain stronger relationships despite conflict, We Need to Talk is the place to start. Dr. Linda Mental's new book will help you learn how to successfully navigate relationship conflict. Available online and in bookstores now.
Learn more about Dr. Linda's book by visiting drlindahelps.com, drlindahelps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Linda Mintel, your relationship doctor, inviting you to join me every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. here on Faith Radio. Get your morning coffee, settle in for 30 minutes of relationship strategies. We'll cover topics like conflict, anger, stress, basically how to be a better you in your relationships. So remember, the Dr. Linda Mintel Show every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. here on Faith Radio.
How will you be spending Mother's Day this year?
Being very sweet to my wife. I have recently lost my mother, and we're in California, and our kids are here in Washington, D.C., so I want to make sure it's a very special day for her.
That's a great sentiment to have with your mom. And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mintel Show, where this week we're talking about how to honor your mother this Mother's Day. So, Chris, let me just put it out there for you. You've been hearing what other people are doing. What are you going to do? You have a wife and a mother.
Is tomorrow Mother's Day? Is that tomorrow?
It's time to get that gift and go big.
That's right. Actually, I will not be able to see my mom tomorrow on Mother's Day. She was supposed to be in town, but schedule got mixed up. So, she lives 4 hours away, and she spends a lot of time at a feed and seed store.
Oh, maybe she's with your other sibling she likes better.
No, she just a lot of truth in that, actually. We should talk about that
guessing.
Again. She's my sister just moved, so mom will be alone with dad on this Mother's Day for the first time in a while.
Wow.
So what I did was, since she can't be with us, I called the feed store and said, hey, can I call ahead and put in a gift card? And they were like, well, sure you can. So I'll call mom tomorrow on Mother's Day and say, hey, go down to the feed and seed store. There's something waiting for you. So
nice.
She'll
nice.
Be able to take care of her goldfish pond, and she's actually got some chickens.
Wow.
So she'll be able to get some supplies for them.
I think you should have your phone with the video on it so she can see you when she's doing it, and you could see your face as taking her there. You got to use the technology here.
We could FaceTime. That's
a
good idea.
You could FaceTime.
See, that brings up a good point. If the kids are gone, then husband, you need
Step
to make sure you take care of mom on Mother's Day.
Or the kids could have tremendous guilt and just really go big with the present.
True.
That would
good
be my
point.
Suggestion.
Good point. That's right.
Well, listen, let's get to a couple of the Facebook. We had Connie who said, my mom will be honored by my family attending church together.
Oh, that's right.
Just as she would want. She will smile down on us, knowing we are still following her life lessons, families praying together. So her mom has gone to be with the Lord, but I love that. I wish mine can't all stay for church, but I wish they could stay, because there's something about that for a mom that's just wonderful. When
there must
come.
Be, because my mother-in-law puts a lot of credence in all of her kids. She's got four kids, being able to be in church on Mother's Day.
And
she really wants everyone to sit on the same pew.
I think it's a spiritual thing.
Must be.
Yeah, it's like, good, they're here, I train them, they're coming to church.
They're bringing their spouses with them.
Right, and it makes you feel good.
And at first I thought, you know, what is the big deal? Why do we have to be in the same pew? But it is, it's very important to her.
Yeah, it is. Well, hopefully we helped you go from clueless to insight.
That's
here
right.
For a moment.
Sunday may be a little more insightful then for me.
Well, here's Carrie, and he said something very similar. His mom is in heaven as well. So he said, I decided to honor my children's mom with a Pandora charm.
Huh,
so he was
going
to put a little charm on her bracelet, which was kind of a sweet idea, I thought.
Now, the other mother in my life, obviously, is my wife, Sharon.
Yes.
And I think, since I've got young daughters, 7 and 3, almost 8 and 4 now, I'll take them shopping.
That's always a good plan.
Usually, we just go to a store somewhere, and I'll say, keep it reasonable, but, you know, have at it. Let's see what do you want to get, Mom? And the 3-year-old, the youngest one, always gets something really weird. But no matter how obscure and weird it is, it's from her.
Yeah, picked it out.
Right. So I think the kid's actually picking the gift out instead of me just playing Santa Claus for Mother's Day. I think that means more to Sharon.
I love that. And there's something in her little mind that is associating whatever she's picking. Usually at 3, they like to pick what they like.
Yeah, right.
And give it to their mothers.
She got a really tacky basket last year.
Yeah,
this goofy-looking basket that served no purpose, but hey, it was a Mother's Day.
It was a Mother's Day. Well, I'll tell you what, my favorite. So if you're thinking, I don't have a lot of money this Mother's Day, you know, money is tight, My favorite Mother's Day presents every year are when my kids make homemade cards. And they've been doing it since they were very, very young. I keep them in a box. And I can look from when they were first able to write and scribble anything on a card. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'll go back and read those now that they're grown. They're in their 20s. I'll go back and read them every year. And they continue to do that. My daughter still, she just turned 22 this year. She always writes me cards, handwrites them, and draws little drawings in them. And they mean the world.
So still draws. She still draws.
She still does all that. She handwrites it and does it. So there's something very special about that. Well, listen to what another Linda, what a great name she has.
Great name, yeah.
She sent this on Twitter. She said, as a mother of three, my favorite thing to do is just spending time with my family and grandchildren. My mother lives far away, but certainly a phone call will do. I'm going to write her a letter and tell her how much I appreciate all of her years of hard sacrifice and hard work. A handwritten letter is one she can cherish. See? Somebody else has that idea. Handwritten letter. Mm-hmm. We don't do handwritten letters very much anymore.
No. And I've got family members that she'll say, you know, yeah, I got your email.
Oh.
I got your email. And you could tell she appreciated the email, but she really likes a handwritten letter.
Yeah. I think it just shows that you took more effort on that.
Right.
Here's what Michelle said. Michelle said that I'm honoring my mom who has no contact with most of her children, including me. So here's one where the relationship is tense. Mm. But here's how she's honoring her. I'm going to honor her by praying for her and remembering the good things that she taught me,
right,
like standing up straight, manners, etiquette, and how to survive.
That goes back to what I said earlier about the relationship may not be that great, but Mom most likely had your best interest in mind, so you can honor that.
And she picked out something positive, and that's the real key. If you're really struggling in your relationship, there's some things that were positive in most every relationship. In this case, it was the manners and the etiquette that she taught her daughter, and she taught her some survival skills as well. So if you can think on things that are good, like the scripture says, things that are positive, that are lovely, that are of good report, that is not only scriptural, but that's going to increase your mood. It's going to make that relationship go a little bit better as well.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us today. As always, you can keep up with Dr. Linda at drlindamental.com and be sure to check out the Mother's Day blog from Dr. Linda Mental at myfaithradio.com. Dr. Linda, what is different between, and one of our notes for the show today is, yes, dad is important. Obviously, he has to be there. But what is so special about the bond between a mother and her child?
Well, there's something about the person who gives birth to you that is just very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And even in, you know, my case, I have a birth child and an adoptive child. There's just still something about when they're very helpless, they're born and they're with you 24/7 almost, and you're caring for them and nursing them or whatever you're doing with that child. There's something that really bonds you to that child, and it's different than dads. And mothers have different roles and different functions. You know, dads tend to push their children a little bit more physically, maybe push them a little bit more autonomy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Moms tend to, and it's not that it's an either or, and I don't want people thinking I'm gender stereotyping here, but you know, moms tend to be a little bit more the nurturing.
Right.
They see the more emotional side of what's going on with a child. And, you know, sometimes we see the differences. That's why I think both parents are so important in that relationship. Okay, so here's the other thing that we need to tell people is that feminists say that we marry our moms, Chris.
Right, I saw this.
I know. Now, did you marry your mother?
I did not.
At least you think you did.
Oh, she is the furthest thing from my mom.
I bet she's not. I bet there are some familiar parts of that.
Really?
Here's the deal. I really do think we marry parts of our moms and parts of our dads.
Mm-hmm.
What tends to happen is that we grow up in families with certain patterns. Those patterns become familiar. They're like almost unconscious.
Hmm.
And then we tend to be attracted to that in other people, most of the time on some kind of unconscious level. But we do find familiarity, and we do get attracted to opposites, but not typically in values and beliefs.
Ah, right.
So there are parts of our moms that we probably marry, but the mother-child bond, and here's the most important part, sets the stage, and I really believe this is true, for all our other relationships. You know, dads are in there too, but today we're focusing on moms. So here's the thing. The way we relate to our moms impacts all our other relationships.
All of them.
Because if you can't work it out with your mom and you can't figure out what the skills are to learn how to forgive and to deal with your anger and deal with conflict and all these issues, then you're going to bring that same difficulty into your other relationships.
I see.
So I usually tell people, you know, if they don't want to come in, their moms don't want to come into therapy with them, I'll say, bring in your spouse. It'll be the same issues. I can work with it either way.
Is this where we get the, sometimes you'll see jealousy issues between a wife and her husband's mother?
Yeah.
Is it because they actually do have some things in common and they don't necessarily mesh very well?
Yeah, and a lot of times, and you're sharing, you know, you're sharing that child, and in this case, the son. And so sometimes it's a little bit of vying for who's going to get the most attention and who is going to, but, you know, listen, men, you always support your wife first. That's
first.
Really important.
Yes.
Don't do it disrespectfully, but, you know, make it really clear that with my mom, you know, I got to be with my wife first and foremost.
You should have told me that about 13 years ago.
So stay tuned.
This
relationship be saved? Coming next.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us on this Sunday. It's a Saturday before tomorrow, Mother's Day. Check out Dr. Linda's Mother's Day blog at myfaithradio.com. And of course, you can follow Dr. Linda on Facebook at Dr. Linda Mental Author and Speaker. We will be right back.
I'm standing here with
Randy.
And Randy, how will you be honoring your mom this year?
I'll be sending my mother an edible arrangement. And as for my wife, since she is a mother, I'll be taking her out to dinner as well.
Great. Thank you. Enjoy Mother's Day.
Conflict is a normal part of our lives and relationships, but the desire to avoid it and the tendency to handle it poorly can get us stuck or even in trouble. Therapist Dr. Linda Mental expertly leads you through successful conflict management so that you can enjoy more secure and peaceful relationships. She offers real-world advice based on solid research for marriages, parenting, extended family, ex-spouses, blended families, and even friendships. We Need to Talk, available in bookstores and online.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Hey, what's your name?
Latoya.
Okay, Latoya, how will you be honoring your mom this year?
We're going out to eat and buy her a Mother's Day card and maybe a flower and celebrate together. Just mother-daughter time, no one else.
Mother-daughter time is always good. Well, welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about how to honor our mothers, because this is Mother's Day weekend, with tomorrow being Mother's Day. Don't forget about your mother. That's the worst thing, is just forgetting. Make sure you send a card, you make a phone call, you do something special this Mother's Day to honor your moms, because it really does make moms feel bad when you are forgotten about something like that. And Have you ever done that?
Well,
have you ever forgotten?
During the break, you were asking me, Chris, what was the best Mother's Day you can remember with your mom? And you know, every Mother's Day was special, but the worst one that I remember...
Oh, tell me the worst.
I was a teenager, so I should have been more responsible. My sister was fairly young, and then, of course, Dad. We just simply just forgot. And didn't do a thing.
And, did she say anything?
No, but my aunt called and said, "What is wrong with you?"
Oh, no.
And she let us have it, and she said, "This better not ever happen again."
Oh, I feel bad for your mom.
Oh, no.
And she didn't say much? Your mom didn't say anything? Well, she was a good sport about it.
Yeah, she's not one to
complain.
Yeah, to complain
that
much.
Oh, but that's just the worst. So let's not have that happen.
Yeah,
so
that can't happen again. Yeah.
We're saying that. You know, I think we need to do a contest next year with more creative ideas of what to do. I'm hearing a lot of take mom out to dinner, get her a flower, send her a card. I think we need to be, we need to have the people who are saying, "We're going skydiving for Mother's Day," or do something just really out of the ordinary. So maybe we'll do a contest next year. Wouldn't that be fun?
We're taking the four-wheelers out.
We're doing something crazy. Well, listen, I wanted to get this one. Ingo sent this in from Germany, and this is a little bit of a story. So let me just get this in before the end. My mom was born in 1939. She's a German child of World War II. Much of her early years was about hiding in bomb shelters or leaving town to get away from harm. Her father survived the war, but emotionally was absent. My grandmother worked like crazy to get the family through the war. Hard work, attention to detail, more hard work was the key after the war. I've always avoided Mother's Day as the focus of celebration. I've tried to honor my mom in celebrating her strengths throughout the year. We, the whole family, have benefited like crazy from her selfless, hardworking attitude. She hums when she works. I've been telling her as often as I can what specifically I have always loved and appreciated about her. I know that has blessed her, and I will keep doing that as long as my mom's alive. And he sent along a picture on Facebook to show us. But, boy, that's a pretty touching story. And the fact that he's just continuously telling her very specifically what she does that blesses him and what's important is so good.
And, you know, for her to have survived World War II,
yeah,
she
would be in her 90s probably, because
yeah,
that's my dad. My dad's 94.
Oh, wow. So she's been a mother for 70-some years.
Yeah.
You would think she's gotten the point, but no, you still have to remind mom, hey, you are still my mother, and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because we all need to be reminded of that we're valued, mm-hmm, that we're accepted, that we're loved. And, you know, you can't do that enough. You can't hear enough from God how much we're loved. That's why we read our Bibles and we remind ourselves on a daily basis how much God loves us, because we need to renew our minds. And so take that idea that every day you have to be renewed in your own thinking about how much you're loved, and then think about how you could pass that on to your moms and tell your moms how much they are loved because of the things that they do and just because they're there for you.
You know, one of the greatest things they could hear is thank you, and just an assurance that, because moms seem to carry guilt. If they made one mistake in rearing children, you will hear about that. Oh, when you were a kid, I remember when I... Mom, don't worry about it. Everything is okay. So a mom needs to hear, you know what, thanks for everything you did.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's so important to really focus on the positives of what goes on with your mom. Because just like it is when you go to work every day, if your boss just continuously tells you the problems,
right,
and that's a lot of what moms hear are the problems.
Right.
But if you can focus on the positive and really give your mom something back that doesn't cost anything,
mm-hmm,
to say, here's something I remember. Here's a fun story from our family. Here's a way that I want to honor you.
Right.
Because we're talking about that Exodus 20:12 verse, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. And it's the only commandment with a promise. So I think that's really significant that it has a promise that if you honor your mom, my dad did a fantastic job of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He's 94 and a half right now,
oh,
so
wow,
he's living a long life. So anyway, that's it. We've come close to the time we have to stop again. It goes so fast
really
in this half
does,
hour.
Yes.
Well, many thanks to my co-host, Chris Weigel, who's here with me, and our producer, Paul Vanderbosch, and our woman on the street, Erica McLeod. From all of us here at Faith Radio, talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, every Saturday, we are doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Talk to you next week.
Dr. Linda Mintel Show is a production of WWMC Radio, Lynchburg, Virginia.